Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Now I want to talk tonight about God's faithfulness. You know, I've talked many times about our faithfulness to God, but I want to talk about God's faithfulness toward us. See, when we use the word faithfulness referring to God, it has a twofold meaning. First of all, it refers to his absolute reliability. He is absolutely reliable. He's firmly constant. He never changes. Okay? He's firmly constant, and he is never fickle. Amen? God is never fickle. Secondly, it refers to his steadfast, loyal love toward us. He is always loving us. God never dislikes or hates any person. God does not have a human enemy. In this day and age, he has a satanic enemy, but he does not have a human enemy because he does not hate any person. Now, there are people who will be enemies of God and make him their enemy, but he still loves them. It is a steadfast, loyal love. He's faithful. He's constant and true. He's faithful to keep his promises. If there's a promise in this book, he's faithful to keep it. Amen? And because of these things, he is worthy of our complete trust. He is totally trustworthy. We can completely and totally trust God. In every area of our life, there is nothing that you can't trust him for. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, by faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had asked. She judged him faithful who had asked this question tonight. Do you judge him faithful who had made the promises to you? Word. Have you judged him faithful in making the promises to you that he's made? Or do you question his reliability? See, it has been ingrained in us since our youth to question the reliability of people. Why? Because people let us down. People let us down as children. People let us down as teenagers. People let us down in school. Our friends let us down. Our family lets us down. Workers let us down. Our bosses let us down. Our husbands, our wives let us down. Our children will let us down. Until we learn to mistrust most everyone. And even the people we trust the most, we don't always fully trust. And so my question is tonight, do you fully trust him? Do you judge him faithful who promised? Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. In other words, he doesn't goof around. You know, Aaron is funny. Sometimes in a way that would drive you wild. You know, you get Aaron all dressed in the morning. Okay, Aaron, put your shoes on. I've got to go get ready to go. And so 20 minutes later, you come back down, and there's Aaron with no shoes on. What are you doing? Why don't you have your shoes on? I was dinking around. You don't know whether to laugh or cry. Because he was. But see, God isn't like that. He's not slack concerning his promises. And his word is, what's the Bible say? Yea and amen. In other words, yes and so be it. Amen? He's faithful to his word. When he says something, he will do it. I mean, if you look at the Old Testament, whatever God said he would do throughout the Old Testament, he always did. He told Adam and Eve, if you eat of the fruit, you'll surely die. And they did. He told Noah, I'm going to flood the earth, and he did. He told Abraham, I'll give you a son, and he did. He told Moses, I'll deliver my people, and he did. He told Gideon, I'll do it with the 300, and he did. He told David when he was a little boy, I'll make you king, and he did. He told David, I'll give you lineage forever, and he did. And on and on and on throughout the Old Testament. He's an unchanging God. He never changes. He's faithful to his word. Look at Psalm 119. Verse 89. You know, buddy, I feel like that sometimes too. Psalm 119, 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. It's settled. It won't change. It's not going to be altered. Man might try to alter it. They may try to twist it. They might try to interpret it 64 different ways. But when it's all said and done, it's still settled in heaven. And if you allow the Holy Spirit to settle it in your heart, it'll be settled in your heart the same way. Amen? But you have to trust him completely. God won't change His mind. He made a decision and He will stick with it. God made the decision. Israel, if you don't obey me, I'm going to have the enemy take over your land. And they did. But then He said, Israel, if you'll obey me, I'll bring you back in. And He did. Amen? He made a decision. Moses, if you go to Pharaoh, I'll deliver the people and let you lead them into the promised land. And He did. He made a decision. Abraham, if you'll give your son, I'll give mine. He made a decision. He stuck with it. He never changes His mind. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. He keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations for those who love Him and keep His commandments. Do you know how long 1,000 generations is? That's just about as long as man's been on the earth. That's a long time. He'll keep covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations to those who keep His commandments. He didn't change His mind. Jeremiah 1:12 talks about it as well. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. Do you know that this night, right now, this very minute, that God is ready to perform His word in your life? He is ready to perform His word in your life. Every word that's written in that book, He is ready to perform in your life. You have seen well, Jeremiah, I am ready to perform my word. He is ready to perform His word this night in your life. But we have to count Him faithful. We have to judge Him faithful who put the word into our hearts. He's faithful to keep those promises. And He'll perform those words. He's very faithful. 2 Peter chapter 1. I mean, this is all through the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. How many of us are putting up with the corruption of the world? The corruption of sickness, the corruption of poverty, the corruption of pain, the corruption of lack, the corruption that's in this world, the corruption of sin. We're putting up with it. Rather than getting out of our life, we put up with it. And He says, we've been given exceedingly great, that means above and beyond great, way past great, and precious. Are the promises of God precious to you tonight? Are they precious to your heart? Are they more precious to you than anything else that you can have? The promises of God that would allow you to escape the corruption of this world. so that you can be partakers of the divine, you know what that means? The godlike nature. The very nature of God Himself. People say, oh well, his father had a bad nature, and look how he turned out, mean and nasty. And or her mother always acted like that too. My father has a divine nature. And we can be partakers of that divine nature. Because we're partakers of that exceeding great and precious promises that are written for us to study and read and learn until they become part of us. Until we judge Him faithful that wrote them for us. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. It doesn't say confession of faith. It says confession of hope. Without wavering. What's James say about wavering? He that wavereth is like a wave of the sea tossed to and fro. And a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, because he that promised is faithful. He's faithful to see that those promises come true in your life, in my life, in our lives. We do not have to live with the corruption of this world. Because he's faithful. Oh, well, Pastor, that's just some kind of pipe dream. No, that's the word of the living God, folks. That is the living word of the living God, because this word is alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And if you don't believe it, read it until you do. He's faithful to keep us from temptation. What did Jesus say when he laid out that outline to pray? Lord, deliver us from temptation. Deliver us from temptation. He is faithful to keep you from temptation. Why? Because the enemy can throw temptation up in your face so fast. And make it look so good until you're so trapped. And you look around and you don't even know how you got there. And you can't get out because you don't know how you got in. The Bible says, Lord, Father, deliver us from temptation. He's faithful to keep us from temptation. He's faithful to keep us from the corruption of this world. How's the corruption of this world? Through lust. You know, when you say that word lust, immediately everybody thinks about that he-she thing. There's a lot of lust that has nothing to do with that. There's a lot of lust that when you're driving down the road in your old beater and you see a brand new one go by, you know, there's a lot of lust that goes along with that. And then you get on your TV and somebody comes on there and says, you can drive one of these brand new ones and it's only going to cost you so many $100 a month. And God says, I don't want you spending that money. I don't care. I'm going to get into that corruption of this world through lust because I like that new one I saw. And when you signed a check for it, 50% of the value just went out the door. Corruption of this world through lust. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. You think about the Ten Commandments. What you should and should not do. Pretty much covers every area of human life, doesn't it? No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. When the temptation comes, God will open the door for you to get out the side door. He will keep you, He will keep you from falling into that trap of temptation. Oh, well, you know, Pastor, I can go in and I can try a little bit of it. There's no such thing as a little bit of sin. Sin is sin is sin is sin is sin. And the people that gossip in the back of the church are just as guilty as the guy that goes out and commits serial murder. It's all sin. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. He will establish you. Do you know what that means, to be established? That means planted. That means firmly rooted and grounded. He will establish you. You know, everybody probably saw this tree laying on the ground out here today. And the tree was cut off, but you know what? All of you can go out there tonight and you can grab a hold of that stump. You can pull with all your might. In fact, everybody in here can get a hold of a piece of it and all pull together. And I guarantee you, you won't pull it out because it's established. It's going to take a lot bigger piece of equipment to move that stump than you are because it is established. It is firmly rooted and grounded. And God will firmly root and ground you and protect you from the evil one. Amen? Amen? He will protect you. As a matter of fact, he said in his word that if you submit yourself to God and resist the devil, he'll flee from you. So when you feel him coming to try to tempt you, what do? You submit yourself to God first. And then you begin to resist him. How do you resist him? By speaking the word to him like Jesus did. And he will flee from you just like he did from Jesus. Oh, well, Pastor, did he flee from Jesus? Read it. It says he departed from him. He came in. He tried three times. Jesus three times spoke the word to him and he left. It's recorded forever. He will depart from you. What do you have to do? Submit yourself to God. Resist him. See, We all got the resistance part. It's the submission we have problems with. We don't want to submit. Why? Because submission's wrong, right? It's a big problem in this country. Nobody wants to submit to anybody. Nobody wants to submit to authority. Nobody wants to submit to God. Nobody wants to submit to the government. Nobody wants to submit to anything. Everybody wants to be in charge. Well, glory to God, it's time we started submitting to God. And knowing what the Word of God says. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. The Lord knows how. Do you know that He knows how to deliver you out of temptation? He knows how to do it. He's been doing it for thousands of years. He's been delivering the righteous out of temptation. And that doesn't mean the perfect. That means the righteous. You say, well, you have to be really good to be able to do that. Excuse me. Look at the Hall of Fame of Faith. Moses was a murderer. Abraham was a liar. David was an adulterer. Going down the Hall of Fame. Samson was a philanderer. I mean, it's in there. It's recorded in history forever in God's history book. You don't have to be perfect. What you have to be is righteous. And He has made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
But God is faithful to deliver you out of temptation because He is a faithful God and He is faithful to do everything that He put in His Word. He is faithful to do whatever He says He will do. He is faithful to set His people free. He is faithful to loose you on this world. He is faithful to follow you with signs and wonders. He is faithful to see to it that your needs are met. He is faithful to set you free from pain and sickness and disease. He is faithful to see that all these promises are yours. He's faithful to deliver you from poverty. He's faithful to see to it that you don't have lack in your life. He's faithful in all these areas. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I thank You for Your faithfulness to us. I thank You, Lord God, that You're faithful to us even when we're not faithful to You. And Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that this word tonight becomes revelation in our hearts. Father, I thank You that You do deliver us out of evil. And You do deliver us out of temptation. And Lord, my prayer tonight is that You make us a faithful people toward You. As You're a faithful God toward us. Lord, I thank You and I praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.